Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston.
We are in 2021, and we have some entrepreneurs out there ready to develop their business. And so we are talking about business development today, why it's your business to develop. We have as our guest, Stacy Risco, who is of the Pink Patch Group. Stacy Risco is an experienced consultant in workforce development, strategic planning, workshop facilitation, team development, quality programs, agility concepts, and change management. She has over 25 years of experience designing, presenting, and facilitating workshops for local and state businesses. She has also performed numerous occupational and job profiles and completed job task analyses for a variety of industries and workforce development organizations. She is an analytical and conceptual thinker who effectively partners with senior managers and executives to assess opportunities, facilitate strategic decisions, and drive successful implementations. She is also owner of Pink Patch Group, and she started this business after serving almost 15 years as a social worker. And another note is she is also a veteran of the United States Armed Forces. Welcome, Stacy. How are you today?
Oh, Ramona, I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Stacy's going to talk to us about why it's your business to develop, business development. So I can't wait to hear this topic. As you know, I'm an entrepreneur as well, and we all need this great advice on business development. So before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about the Pink Patch Group and what you do, what your hobbies, interests are. Just tell our audience who you are and what you like to do and what you do professionally.
Absolutely. So Ramona, as you mentioned, I'm Stacy Risco. I am a Northerner. I was born and raised in Paterson, New Jersey. I've had the opportunity to have lived in a couple of states due to being a veteran in the military force, and as well as my husband, who is a veteran. So we've had fun living in different places. Growing up in New Jersey, in a family where I'm the baby of the family, you can imagine when it was time for me to join the military, I thought I had ended up in the twilight zone. Come from a family where everything was so quiet. My parents didn't yell or scream. And I kind of fell into military by mistake, actually. It was career day at high school. And just like every vendor giving things away, I'm signing clipboards, not reading. And maybe like a year later, we get this phone call at home saying, hey, I understand that you're interested in the military, and we'd like to come see you. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm first year of college, and my mom is in the background. I was like, let him come over. He's talking about college funding. So long story short, before I knew it, Ramona, I was swearing in, didn't hear from my recruiter. In almost like 6 months, I got out of, it was my first summer break from college, and I had everything planned out. And then he called and said, I'll be picking you up at 5 a.m. to report to Fort Dix, New Jersey, and talk about shell shock. And so that alone, my military experience helped develop who I am. Moving to Atlanta from Connecticut had shined some light on just experiencing transition. And so that alone, I take every move that we've made as a learning tool, and being able to bring friends that I've met along the way with me help mold me into developing the Pink Patch Group. Coming from social work is what I did all my life, basically. One of the things I thought when relocating to Atlanta, what do I want to do when I grow up? That's the million-dollar question that people always, what do you want to do? And kind of thought about, you know, what are my passions? And most importantly, it was helping people, right? And so how can I turn that into doing something for myself? I view myself as a hard worker, very dedicated, and I wanted to make sure I can give back to my community the way I wanted to do, which is how the Pink Patch Group was developed. It was initially developed as a workforce development firm helping veterans transition from the military back into the civilian sector. A lot of times what happens with military folks is that you come back out and you are trying to figure your own pathway, whether it's going to secure a job, employment, or to start out on your own as an entrepreneur. And how do you parlay your skills and experience from being in the military into layman terms for civilians, right? And so that was my passion, to help get our veterans up and running and finding their way once they returned home. And the Pink Patch Group kind of morphed from there, where I would just get requests from all over to say, hey, I'm not a veteran, but can you help me? And then that's where I found that there was a larger need of helping small businesses as a whole, whether you were a minority, a woman, a veteran, whatever it may be, to say there are some things that people just couldn't figure out, whether it was just too much red tape, or they were busy trying to get their business up and running, that they really had to outsource a service or a need. And that's where we came in. And that's where the Pink Patch Group is today. We are just a complete package workforce development firm where we help just brand new businesses, or if you've been in business forever, to try to figure out how to build your pipeline, how to, like I like to say, get the right person on the right bus in the right seat. And so, and what does that look like for your firm? And basically from there, help develop. We want to create businesses of choice. We want folks knocking down your door saying, we want to work for you. And so that is pretty much my baby as far as helping businesses grow and succeed and develop talent. And so with that being said, if I had time for hobbies, in between all of that, again, I mentioned civic service. I love spending my time in the community, giving back. I belong to a couple different organizations. So whether if we're volunteering at shelters or putting on financial workshops for high schoolers, whatever it may be, my passion and a lot of my hobbies surround giving back and volunteerism.
So tell us a little bit about, just briefly, about the services you provide at the Pink Patch Group. So I know you stated you do business development, but could you be specific on the types of services you provide?
Sure. So a lot of the services we provide, Ramona, really depend on the business. So it's the outsourcing of whether it is, again, planning, whether it's training. When firms are looking, again, just for resources, where they, I guess, have issues, whether we go in and do, overhauls of training manuals or whatever the case may be. I think the services really depend on the assessment of the firm and what their needs are. A lot of what has been keeping us busy lately is one of our major lines is small business certifications, where we have a lot of entrepreneurs looking to break that glass ceiling as far as getting in, being able to bid on local, state, and federal contracts. And so that has been a major service that we provide, allowing people to understand what certifications are, and then allowing us to help them through that process. And so I think a lot of it has to do with the business development piece of I can't say that enough about business development. We hope that we can hone in on folks understanding that business development is about their ideas, their activities, and making their business grow. So whether that's planning, then launching, and then growing their business. And so we like to kind of wrap our, if we had a elevator speech to say what the Pink Patch Group was all about, is just helping you become that business of choice.
So that's a great segue into your topic about business development. So tell us your concept on business development and why it's our business to develop, as you stated. What do you want our audience to know, particularly our entrepreneurs who are developing their businesses now? What do they need to know about business development? What do they need to cover as they develop their business? What advice do you have for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so Ramona, often enough, I love when that light bulb of idea comes to mind for folks that want to go in business, right? So with that idea, I often say the tools of business development is have a plan. And what does a plan look like, right? So a lot of times we have this idea and we want to get hit the road running. And what I want people to do is to take a step back, put their idea on paper, but also to plan it out. And so what does planning look like is the first step. And so whether that is developing your business plan, which will allow you to ask and answer some of the hard questions about your business and where you want to see your business grow and grow, right? And so with planning, you also have to answer the questions about budgeting. I think a lot of folks just jump into a business and not think about the financial piece of it, or what do I need to do with marketing, right? So then when you answer all those questions, in the meat of that is the business plan, because the business plan will allow you to answer some of those hard questions. That's where I'd say, okay, now it's time to launch your business. And the launching phase of your business is now putting it into motion, seeing if what you entered into your business plan is working, and what do you need to tweak in the launch plan. And it's okay if something doesn't go according to the plan. It's just about a modification. And then that's when the growth piece comes in. I think a lot of times we start a business, we get it up and running, and then we hope magically it just makes money, right? So, but here's the growth piece. It's about networking. It's about getting your business out there. It's about saying, okay, what's working, what's not working, and ensuring that you can retweak what you need to do with your business as far as making it grow. And so there's different aspects of that piece. So what I want people to do is look at the planning piece, launching it, and then grow, and then always massaging it. Nothing is ever written in stone. What I do tell most folks that talk about entrepreneurship and business development is just, I want them to know in the last 10 years, minority business enterprises became 50% of the 2 million new businesses in the United States, which end up having us have at least 4.7 million new job opportunities for minorities in our system, which I like to blow people away with this number, which equates to over $700 billion coming from the minority spin. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, I'm allowing folks and trying to get them to understand you can have a piece of that pie. And a lot of the times, the question is, how do I get to that pie? How do I get to that $700 billion? And that's where our new service, line of service, when we talk about with Pink Patch Group, business certifications. So a lot of times I get that question, why do I need business certification? What is a certification? And what does it have to do with business development? Well, those numbers really sound impressive, right? But still, in our community, we still struggle with access to capital, with getting the contracts. And so one step in why it's so important that folks understand what certification is all about is allowing them to have that same opportunity to gain access, to have a seat at the table. And so talking about whether you are a minority, a woman, or a veteran, and what that certification process is all about would help them with the business development of their business, which is ultimately to grow. I often say, what do you want to get out of your business? When we talk about what business development is all about, business development leads to economic development, which then leads to generational wealth. So I ask folks when they're starting their business, what is it that you really want to get out of your business? And oh, by the way, just putting a business name on paper doesn't qualify you as a business. What's your why? And then at the point when you can answer that and understand what your why is, I think you're on the road to success.
These are great pieces of advice for those of us who are building our businesses day by day. She's laid it out. Have a plan. Launch your business, grow your business, and also iterate as you are in your business. Iteration is a process improvement. Get your business certification so you can get a big piece of that pie. And you want to also make sure you know your why. What is it? Why are you developing your business? And then lastly, you want to know what you want to get out of your business, which is most of us want to build wealth in our communities, but also individually and collectively, but more so building intergenerational wealth. So can you break down some of these tools that you suggested in terms of, you said have a plan. One of the parts of the plan is a budgeting that you discussed is budgeting and marketing. Can you expand on those two concepts for our audience?
Sure. Budgeting and marketing. What I do love about this new age technology is that it's all there at a push of a fingertip with budgeting, right? Knowing your numbers, your start off numbers, knowing what you should end up with. I think that's a huge piece of the pie where folks don't really take in consideration what do I need to operate my business? And so I would suggest, as far as budgeting, again, as easy as Google, get a budgeting tool. A lot of my entrepreneur clients use QuickBooks, which will help you with budgeting. I think it's important to factor in a line item for business development. When I talk to folks about certifications and talk about the cost, some things do come with cost. You have to spend money sometimes in order to make money. That needs to be factored in into your budget. So budgets can be as simple as the beginning balance of your what you're starting off with, what you think you need to use to operate. So don't forget your supplies, your office space, all those little entities of what it goes into budgeting and knowing your numbers, right? You, out of all people, as a CEO, should know your numbers. Someone can say to me, Stacey, well, I have an accountant for that. Well, you should know what your accountant is doing. So know your numbers, know your budgets, and don't forget to pay yourself. A lot of folks don't budget in your worth, in your value, in your budget, right? So that's so important. And then with marketing, right? Marketing should have a line item in your budget. So, but let's talk about marketing. You can either have someone develop your marketing for you, or you can do it as well. Especially, again, if you are into all the technology, social media has taken over as the number one marketing and branding tool. A lot of times when folks think about marketing, it's just like, oh, well, I'm just going to, you know, put something out there one time. We are at an age where, again, here in Atlanta, we just had an election. Every time you turn on the TV, there was a commercial. That was great marketing. It stayed in your face. And there is a fine line to say, well, is this overkill? But you have to then know your business. Again, the answer is in your business plan. As far as how much do I need to market, how and where should I market? But the most important question when it comes down to marketing is, who are you marketing to? So you have to also know your audience. And if you, I like to use this as an example because I have a client. She said, yeah, I wanted to put an ad in the telephone book. Well, I'm not too sure how many folks are still using the telephone book, but if you felt that that was your market, those are the people that you feel that you need to reach, then go for it. So to each his own. But I say all that to say, Ramona, whether it's budgeting or marketing, all the tools to anything that you might need to get started in any of those areas is easily as, again, researching it, Google, you can outsource that piece if you need to, if that's not your forte and you want it done correctly. Again, I'll go back to just spending some money to do it the correct way. And then that will be one area of your operation that you will not have to be concerned about. But both pieces together will help make your business successful.
And that's what people want, is to build successful businesses. You know, in terms of, you stated earlier, the importance of knowing who your audience is and that social media has leveled the playing field for a lot of people so that you can actually use a free tool to get your business out there and market your business. So do you have any other pieces of advice that you would give our audiences on business development?
Well, for the most part, Ramona, when it comes down to business development, it's just as if you were to develop yourself, right? How do you make yourself better? And there's what I love is about self-care and what does that mean to you and what makes you feel better. Think about that with your business as well. How are you taking care of your business? Because when it comes down to it, for most of us entrepreneurs, you are your business and your business is you, hopefully. And so I just think in holistically, taking care of yourself is taking care of your business and vice versa. And so that's the piece of information that I would like to leave with folks is that take care of your baby as you would take care of yourself.
And just like a baby, you have to nurture that baby. You have to feed that baby. You have to bring it up and raise that baby. So that's a great analogy.
Absolutely. And it's really in realistic terms, right? Because sometimes, just as you see something grow, there will be happy days and there will definitely be painful days, but you never give up. And then before you know it, you know, your baby is up and running on its own and you're just sitting back looking like, wow, this is what I created. And so I love this factor when I hear new businesses. I love the factor when people are passionate about their business. I think that's key as well. It's just loving what you do and do what you love. Life is truly too short to be doing anything else.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Stacy Risco of the Pink Patch Group. Thank you so much for starting our year off in 2021 helping us to understand the importance of business development. Thank you so much for coming and joining
us. Thank you for having me, Ramona.
Hi, I have Stacy Risco here today, and she's going to tell us all about her strategy for college success. Hi, Stacy, how are you?
Hi, Ramona, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what college or colleges did you attend? What were your majors and degrees? And then give us that one piece of advice for college success.
Sure. So, Ramona, I have a BA from William Patterson University. That's in Wayne, New Jersey. Then I went on to get a military degree, a military science degree with Seton Hall University. And then I ended up with my MBA with the University of New Haven. And so if I had to give a piece of advice to our college students, let me first just say, it's okay not to have all the answers, mm-hmm. right? But it's not okay to try to figure out an answer. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, when you're in school, and if you have no idea what you want to do, still major, final major, and most likely I want to talk about majoring in probably business, because anything that you have a passion for, think about it. I'm sure that has some business undertones, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to leave this with our college students, is that it's okay not to try to figure it out. But I think if you want to, all right, Ramona. I was going around in circles with that one. Okay, but that's starter, take two.
But you have some great advice, Stacey. Come on. It's okay not to know everything when you get
And it was okay for me not to know, but I figured that I was going to confuse them more not to know.
No, it's okay not to know. I like that piece of advice. Students out there, when you arrive at in college, a lot of times, you know, you're looking at everybody else and you're comparing yourself to everybody else. And you're looking at them saying, oh, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. But sometimes they're pretending to know and they don't know. And so what Stacey is telling us, it's okay not to know. It's okay not to know what your major is yet. It's okay not to know exactly what your interests are yet. You know, when you attend college, college is a part of becoming yourself.
Right.
And so what she's saying is, you know, you can figure it out as you go along. You don't have to have all the answers at the beginning. So we're going to keep it there. So you can expand on that, Stacey.
Okay. Well, I you hit the nail right on the head. Thank you. But that is totally what I wanted to say, and I totally believe it's okay not to know. And I mean, just as adults, when we leave college and we still get that same question, what are you doing with your life? And we don't have it all figured out. But what I will say again, and just sticking to the factor of why it's so important and things are so competitive, is to finish school regardless of, because I wanted to stress there's always the business of something, right? And so regardless if you figure out what you want to do or not want to do, is that you follow your passion and figure out what that looks like. And like you hit the nail right on the head, don't worry about what everyone else is doing. I think for the most part is finding yourself and finding out what makes you tick. And long story short, if you're still undecided about what you need to major in, I guess I want to plug business, right? So there's always the business of. And if you say, I want to be a social worker, but I'm not too sure, well, there's the business of. Why don't you get a business degree and then you start your own nonprofit organization until you figure out what you want to do. And then you can have something to fall back on. So I think the segue to this is, it's okay not to know, but I do still want you to plan and figure out an answer.
Thank you for that advice, Stacey. It's okay not to know, but at the same time, she's plugging business. If you still go along and you still unsure about what you want to major in, she's plugging business as a potential major for those of you who are undecided later in your process, because there are so many skills and tools you learn with a business degree that you can apply to any profession.
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate that advice, Stacey. Nobody has made an argument for generalist, if you will, and that business is a way, majoring in business is a way for you to have skills and tools needed that can apply in any profession.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Stacey, for that great advice. Thanks for coming. We enjoyed having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ramona. Thank you for having me.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry on Gully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.